With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
New Jersey now wants visitors from Delaware and two other states to quarantine for 14 days once they arrive in the Garden State to help slow the spread of COVID-19. KYW's Suzanne Monahan reports.
According to the New Jersey Department of Health, people who are traveling to New Jersey from Delaware for business are exempt from the travel advisory. The self-quarantine is voluntary, but compliance is expected. The Cape May Lewis Ferry will continue taking passengers between the two states. A spokesman from the Delaware River and Bay Authority says information about the quarantine will be given to people boarding in Lewis. Governor John Carney says he doesn't think Delaware is in the same league as other states on the list and says he plans to talk to Governor Murphy and the other governors about it. Kansas and Oklahoma were also added to the list, bringing the total number of states on the travel advisory to 19. Suzanne Monahan, KYW News Radio.